17th of August, 1971, as Paul Cummings talking to John Kennedy in his office at the New York Tiff. I think if we could start with some kind of family background and early education and things. You were born in Kansas, right?
That's
right. But you went to school in Texas, so how did you grow up in Kansas? Or
Born in 1907 in a town called Fort Scott, Kansas. Lived there until I can't remember whether it was 1914 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, until I was 7 or 8 years old, and then my family moved to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally,
moved along.
Lived there 4 years. Moved to San Antonio. Lived there 5 years. Went to University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Would be 5 years since
mm-hmm.
I stayed out 1 year and worked.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Yale for 4 years. That brings us up to 1933.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we look at early education and things? What kind of schools did you go to?
Public schools. University of Texas, Yale.
University of Texas. Was there a reason why you picked University of Texas, or just that it was?
I frequently wondered what would have happened if I had had a good education. I really have. I picked University of Texas because, it was near home. We didn't have a great deal of money. It had never occurred to me that I might have been able to go to Yale or Harvard if I had
mm-hmm.
taken if I had taken Latin in school.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Latin was still a prerequisite. I took Spanish instead. My father also thought that if I went to University of Texas, you see, I'd be going to school with men I'd be associated with later in life,
mm-hmm.
boys who would be the men. That has not happened.
Mm-hmm.
My only, I didn't go into business. He
mm-hmm.
thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason for going there. And then I went to Yale after 4 years there, deciding I'd learned
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I wonder what would have happened if I'd had a good education, I'm including the next 4 years that I spent at Yale,
mm-hmm.
which was no better than the University of Texas.
Oh, really?
Not a bit. No, I feel that in both places, with the exception of, about three instructors at the University of Texas who
mm-hmm.
taught me a great deal.
Who were they?
Well, I think first, oddly enough, of a woman named Catherine Wheatley, who taught me medieval and Renaissance French poetry,
mm-hmm.
which is still a great pleasure for me.
Mm-hmm.
Poetry and drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I had courses under her for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And another woman who just gave me my head in English composition. I always liked to write.
Mm-hmm.
She never did anything except give me A on my themes,
mm-hmm.
but she was very nice. Actually, there were a group of us who, well, I had a very good course in the 19th century English novel.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about it
mm-hmm.
at the University of Texas in 4 years. I took mathematics for 4 years, freshman math,
mm-hmm.
for 4 years at the University of Texas. What I resent is that, I don't know why this still happens, but that, for instance, mathematics might have meant something to me if I had had a teacher at any time during
mm-hmm.
those 4 years while I was struggling to pass freshman math,
mm-hmm.
who had presented math to me as a kind of abstract problem with some kind of philosophical implications, instead of a bunch of formulas to be learned. You know, it was given to me just as a puzzle.
No underlying.
And I didn't understand the puzzle.
Yeah. Well, if you were interested in writing in college, when did that start? In high school? Or before?
I was interested in writing as far back as I can remember. I can't remember a time when I couldn't read. There must have been one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was writing very early, too. But my first vivid experience as a writer came in the first grade
mm-hmm.
in Fort Scott,